I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the captains of the Pelican Christian volleyball team, Ellie Brower, Kai Chamberlain, and Avi Amos. First of all, it's exciting to talk to you in person, especially after you've had a couple of matches so far that I've been able to watch. You guys stand at 5-5 right now on the season. Ellie, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be back in the gym again at practice and just to be competing, especially with what's happened this year so far?
Yeah, so over the spring season, my soccer season got canceled, and that was just so devastating. But it's so nice to be back, especially since so many other schools don't have the same opportunity. So yeah, I'm really grateful to be back in the gym.
Yeah, it feels really good to be back. And like Ellie said, we're so fortunate to be able to have our season, as so many other high schools don't have that privilege right now.
Yeah, so I'd say that same thing. It's so awesome to get to have this privilege, and it's so cool to be able to build connections with our team again, and yeah, just be able to work out, and not only just volleyball, but school as well. And it's just super fun to be able to play teams and see people all around, as we were not able to do that over the last few months. So it's just super good to start getting back in a routine and play the sport we love.
Well, and we're 10 games into the season already, and Ellie, for you, from your perspective, under keeping that in mind, right, that you're just happy to play it, but I'm guessing it's also been fun to just compete against other schools. And what does it mean to be able to have that opportunity, and how's it gone so far?
It's gone really good. Like, with every once in a while, like, we get down on ourselves and stuff like that, but when we really start to, like, get going and get in a good rhythm, it's so fun, and it's just so, like, energetic and, yeah, unmatched happiness.
Well, and Kaya, you had a big role put on your shoulders. Obviously, there's been a very good line of setters that have come through the school so far, and you're trying to run this offense. What has it been like for you to have to learn it, to be in that spot and to be a varsity setter trying to get Sarah and Avi and others those kills?
Yeah, it's been an honor and really fun. I love working with my teammates and being able to, you know, put connections together on the court all the time. And yeah, I just enjoy it a lot.
And what's the challenge of that then? What, you know, especially, I guess, trying to learn that and know that who's the right person to go to in a certain spot. How have you tried to teach yourself that and be able to react to the circumstances on the floor?
Yeah. So, in times when, you know, we're on the court and it maybe we're down or whatever, it's truly hard to, you know, try to always stay positive and stuff. But I try to just tell myself, you know, keep the team up, keep, you know, go to who's on a roll right now. It's so important to, you know who's around me, who's ready for the ball, and trying to lift everyone up, as, you know, it's such a mental sport. So it's so important that as a setter, you make sure you're picking everyone right back up, because we need everyone on the court to play their best.
Well, and Avi, it's an interesting change for you. The last couple of years you've played, you've had a lot of college-level athletes who have been on the floor and a lot of really good players, and now you're kind of having to assume that leadership role, not only off the court, but on the court. What's the transition been like for you this fall, going into that leadership role?
Yeah, so I'd say this season has definitely been different than the previous ones, just because it is a lot different playing, because the last years you really looked up to those people and you were almost in their shadows, so you were almost watching them and helping them get the ball and watching them, you counted on them to get the team up. But, you know, when you get to that junior and senior year, yeah, it really is you who's trying to get everyone else on the court up, and it's you who has to be there for your team. So you can't be the one to get down and look to someone else. You got to be the leader out there, and you just got to do your best and try to help the team the best you can.
Well, and Ellie, things haven't gone perfect so far on the court. You're, again, at 5-5, and in fact, Tuesday was kind of an up-and-down match against Grinnell. What are the things that you really, as we approach this midseason point, think that you yourself need to improve on, and overall as a team, the things that you're working on in practice?
Yeah, so I think overall as a team, something that we need to work on is just, like, playing as a team. Like so often I feel like we seclude ourselves and, like, just get into our heads, and I think we just need to, like, trust each other and, like, be able to become one, like, instead of just our own selves. And, like, I guess for myself, just to be able to trust my teammates and to trust myself and to know to trust in my abilities.
Yeah, so for the team, like Ellie said, I think we just need to come together, become a unified team, and want the best for each other and not try to, like, put it all on ourselves, and remember that we have teammates and we need to build each other up on the team through communication, especially at this point. I think our team has so much potential in communication, just talking to each other, trusting each other, going after everything and not giving up on the ball. And then I think for myself too is just, you know, out there talking, trying to bring everyone, build everyone up, and really focus on getting the set right to where it needs to go so that my teammates can, you know, get the point for us.
So I would definitely say something similar. I would say something we all need to work on is just trying not to get in our heads and just staying positive for the teammates out there, and yeah, just being ready for anything that comes at us. And I'd say especially we need to work on not trying to play to the level of the team we're playing, but rather play our personal best every time, because I feel like a lot of times we focus on maybe this team isn't as great and we're getting more free balls, and then it almost seems that we play down to that level. So just keeping an intense competition at all times is definitely something we could work on. And I would also say just having fun out on the court, because I feel like a lot of times we don't think of it as, hey, this volleyball is super fun and we should just do this, you know, to have fun. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves instead of really looking at the main picture, that we're all in this for the fun of it.
Hopefully a lot of fun yet to be had. As we think about the next several weeks, you know, like I said, we're approaching that halfway point in the season. What are some of the goals of this team? I imagine they're still all out in front of you, and the things that you'll be working toward, hopefully, assuming we have the end of the season.
Yeah, so there was one time where we all came into the coach's room and wrote down like all of the goals that we had. And one that came to mind was like having a record over 20 and 20, like being 21 and 19, just having like a positive record. And yeah, so that's one goal that I really hope we have. And just, yeah, general goal of being able to like get to know my teammates better and just becoming a better team as one.
We also set goals for ourselves, like words that can just describe our team. And so we had ones like, I think scrappy was one. What was it? Like energetic, just some words that we, confident, yep. Yeah, we put some words out there that we want to be known as, like when other teams look at us, what we want them to see from us. So I think as we continue through this season, we need to remember those words and remember like what we want to be seen as.
So one of our big goals that we've had both this year and last year was definitely focused on our serving, because volleyball really is a serving game. If you can't get the ball over, then you're not going to. Your team's not going to win, and that's just how it is. So we set a goal for ourselves this year. I think it was 93.5% of serves in. I'm not really sure, but yeah. So we just really like to focus on serving. And we also, I think another goal had to do with drop balls. So we don't want to let those balls drop. We want to be a scrappy team and get as much up as we can, because, you know, any ball over is preventing maybe a possible point for the other team. So yeah, we just try to be scrappy. We try to get our serves over, and then we also talked about the third ball over, trying to get as many over and in as we can, because that's also another main thing. You don't want to just swing at the ball when you know it's going to go out. You got to be smart with it. And so we just really worked on trying to get the third ball in and, yeah, do our best in that. So, yes, and we hope to go as far as we can this year.
Ellie Brower, Kaya Chamberlain, A.B. Amos, the captains of the Pella Christian volleyball team, joining us here on the Radio Sports page. Appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you guys compete the rest of this fall. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.